for posterity's sake. Tonight's daf is daf Mem Ches, I believe, right? And let me just turn back. Yeah, I'm passing someone off at the top of the page. Before we get started with daf Mem Ches, I just want to say over quick Gemara in Bavli, Parak Shlishi, B'choros Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about starts off with a discussion about tzir. So that's fish brine. Fish brine is a combination of fish brine and water. Okay, and it's, he bought from an Amma Aretz. So the fish brine is tameh. Because whatever you buy from an Amma Aretz is tameh. For truma purposes, anyway. And so it says, mashika b'maya v'dai. All you have to do is, we've talked about hashaka before, you can be mashika with the mayim of a mikvah, and that'll be mataher, the fish brine. The Gemara makes a mimanashach. If it's rove, fish brine, so fish brine is not makabel tuma. And if it's rove water, well, you're mataher it with the hashaka of the mikvah. So mimanashach, it'll be good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah goes ahead and makes a statement, Loishan will lit bohem. That's only going to work if you're doing tefillah of your bread in the fish brine. But if you're going to put it into a pot of soup or something like that, a pot of where there's other water, motzah min esmino v'neir. Then even if you had a mead of the water, right? If you had a mead of the water which was tamei, so the hashaka didn't work because the hashaka only works if it's connecting with another body of water, but rove of it was fish brine. So the meat of it was tameh, and that will, matzah min esmino, it'll find the other water in the pot, and it'll be neir, it'll come up, and it'll become the shear, and it will become tameh again. That's the Gemara tries to say that. So here you have an example of bittul of tumah. In other words, it, as far as the ingredient is concerned, it's tameh. But it's not significant because it's batal. But it's then going to become significant again. So Abaye said to him, "B'chi tuma shebatal chazov neyora, tuma that already had been nullified can return and be reawakened." He doesn't understand how that's possible. Once it's batal, it should be batal. So he says, or Abimi replies, "Don't you hold that way? We have a Mishnah from Trumas. That's Unzer Mishnah, right? Trumas 5:2 says in the bottom here. That 5 Parakamishi Mishnah Beis saw Truma Tameya Shenofla. If you have a saw Truma that's Tameya that falls into what? Never have Bezon Bezon Bukhoros. You falls into 100 Chulim of Taharin, our favorite case in our Mishnah. One saw of Truma falls into 100 of Tameya, falls into 100 of Tahar. So Rabbi Elazar says, now the Bavli's Gersa is Terum Vitirakev. Interesting. The Bavli's Gersa is Rabbi Elazar doesn't say to burn it, but he says that it should rot. The Gersos in the bottom say that if you look in the Mishnayas, in your standard, you know, Yachanan Bayaz, it'll say Tisarif. And the Yerushalmi as well says Tisarif. But our Bavli says Tirakev. So that's the first thing that's interesting about this. But they say it doesn't make really a difference. Burning, rotting, what's the difference? You're not going to use it. Okay? So it's not significant that Gersa change. Because I'll say, Sha'ani Oimer, that's the same saw that went in. That's the same saw that came out. So you burn it, right? Rot it. And the Chacham say, no, tell that one that you take out, you go ahead and you're careful with it. You make sure to eat it, pachas mikashir, right? So then we said, then the Gemara asked, Oysan Chulin, what about the remainder? What does Rabbi Eliezer going to hold about the remainder? He holds that you went ahead and he treated the one that you took out as if that was the saw that was the one that fell in. So now we're good. Now the rest of it's chulin tahirin. You should be able to eat it any way you like, right? So the Gemara says, no. He's machmer. He holds just like the Chachamim held about that seah that you were mala, that you have to treat the rest of the hundred as if it's all, right? As if it's all, what do you call it? As all suffix. As if it's all suffix. You know, it's, on the one hand, he says tisarev or tirakev because he treats it as if you got it. And on the other hand, he makes you know, even though I said it as if I was sure, but I'm really not that sure. Keeping machmer on the other side of the equation. So, and then the Gemara goes in to ask a question as to why. I just, the Gemara has a gzeira that you're going to bring a chulin tamei from Makam Acher, and you'll end up making a problem. Anyway, because I just wanted to bring this to your attention, because this is really very negeya our sugya. Because I think we're going to talk about it today. So let's start with the Taf of Memches. Reb Ze'era Boi, I Neymar La'amar Reb Lezer Elot Ne'gedera. If it is indeed, as you say, so let's just say this, right? Reb Simon said, Afilo Lekulah, that on the previous page, he held that if you were mala that saw, that you treated as if that was Bevadai, the one, and it's even Lekulah that you treat the other remaining hundred, that it's 100% Chulin. Now we have Ze'era, he's going to say no, that you're going to have to go Luchumra. That perhaps Moshe Rabbi Lazar is going to say that the only reason we said it should be burned is because of Gdeira, because of a precautionary measure. Because don't you agree that saw that you had to be mala from the Terubis, even though he's saying Tisarif, but doesn't he agree that you have to take out Maestris before you give it to the Kohen? In Tamer Sashanofli, he's Sasha Allah's law, you hate Sakhla Koshelma Maestris. If you know for sure that that's Truma, if you're saying that's Truma, no question about it, then there's no need to take off Truma's Maestris or anything else. So the fact that he agrees, you should see that it's only a precautionary measure. It's not like he knows Vadai, that's the one. It can't be that it's Vadai the one. So now the Gemara brings a right to Reb Ze'era. Rabbanu, Yosam Reb Ze'era's right. This Nidin Basra, look at the last case of the Mishnah, right? This case was a case of Sartruma to Meyo that fell into Meyo Chulun Tahira. The last case of the Mishnah was Sartruma Tahira, Shanofla the Meyo Chulun Temeyin, where the Truma was Tahar, it fell into the Chulun, which was Temeyin, and there was no Machlakas or Beleazar. Less or Beleazar Pollock. Over there it says that you have to go ahead and do what? You have to be Machmer, that the saw that's removed, even though of course you're going to have to take out a saw to give to the Kohen, but you don't say, oh, that saw that was removed, that's for sure the saw that was Tahira. And that one you give to the Kohen, and the rest of it's Tameya, you could go ahead and just go ahead and act as if it's Tameya already. You don't have to do it less than a shear. It says in the Mishnah, you have to be Machmer, that maybe there's saw Truma Tahira in there, and you have to therefore reduce the amounts that you're sure you're not being matame truma tahira. So Rabbi Lazar agrees with it. So you see, again, that he's just being machmer. Oh, next page. Now the Gemara is going to say a support for Rabbi Simon's approach. Amin Rachavraya Kumi Rabbi Yossi, the Chavraya said, Yosam Rabbi Simon. No, Rabbi Simon's right that what? That it's the very saw that fell in. There's no question about it. The law came. If that would not be so, Sarfinas on Truma Negadera, would you burn Truma because of a precautionary measure? This question.
Haven't we done that before?
This question is a very difficult question. What is bothering him?
Of course, we know this to be a fact.
You know it to be a fact that it was the Saw Truma Tameya, because if it wasn't the Saw Truma Tameya, then what was it? What are the two possibilities here? This case that we're talking about, where Rabbi Eliezer says you recite it, that saw truma tamei shenafla lameya chulin tahirin. Yeah, we say talav v'tisarif. We use our gears, right? That you go ahead and you burn it. So he's saying it must be, he knows Vadai that it's Tameya. Because if it wouldn't be Tameya, how could you burn Truma Misafik? It's either Chulin or it's Truma Tameya.
What's the problem?
So this, the Gemara, according to the brackets, the Gemara is going to say later on a question I'm going to show you. The Gemara is going to end up asking this question. But at this point, the Gemara keeps asking, Gemara starts treating this Taruvus as if it's Truma Darabanan, which is Tahira. I don't know what they're talking about. For some reason, and we're talking about a case where it's bottle. I understand where it's not bottle, and it creates Taruvus that we treat it like Truma Tahira. But when it's bottle, there's no such din that we treat it like Truma Tahira. I don't know what they're talking about. I just don't understand that. So unless you're going to say it like this, you're going to say, oh, maybe this is a pshat. Maybe he understood that the saw is bottle. So since it's bottle, so then it's bottle. The tumma is, in other words, the tumma is bottle in the tara. So mela, it's like it's not here, but we know it was truma, and so therefore we have truma tahira in here in this mixture. I don't know where they got that idea from. I never saw such an idea. But the kids are that's so he's asking. So
once you remove the suffix, you bring it back to the first possibility.
I guess so. We know that there's truma here. It was tamea though. That we knew for sure. But then it fell into a taruvus, so it was bottle. So what exactly? How are you going to treat this, right? So
the
this is
just as far as the truma goes.
The other way around. It's bottle. It's as far as the din of being able to eat it min ha-tayra, that's no question about it. You can eat it. It's not. It's mutal lazar. It's 100% no din truma, no din tuma, nothing. It's like chulin.
So then you don't have to burn it.
So you wouldn't have to burn it necessarily. But the Chachamim came along and they said, if we're going to let you eat it without any chumrah, then you're not going to take out, you're not going to have that tala. The din is, you have to return that to mum and kohen. That mum and kohen, the only way to guarantee you're going to do that is if we create an isser on the taruvus and say, until you do the halah, it's also ba'achila. Maybe that's what
they're saying.
Kind of some exeros. I guess so. And maybe the way the Gemara now and the Hamimin is going, it's that at that point, till you do the halah, it has a halacha like Truma Tahira, so to speak. It's all awesome. Maybe that's the Gemara's kavanah. It's very difficult to understand the kavanah of the Gemara right now. But whatever. But what he's saying is, it's a davar of vadai, like Reb Simon is saying. That's what they're telling. It's vadai that when you take it out, the one that you took out is definitely the one that fell in. Otherwise, how could you burn it? On my line, so Rabbi Yaisi responds, V'chi shisha sveikos desninon. This is a Mishnah in Taras. The Mishnah in Taras says that there are six sveikos, and if any of these six sveikos happen, we do burn them l'chumra. The six sveikos are, if you are interested, it's in footnote 8. It says, 1, soil of a field containing a grave that was plowed over, which is called Beis HaPras. That's Tomei Mirabonon, so you burn Truma if it goes in that area. 2, soil originating outside of Yisrael. Again, it's a Chashash Tuma. 3, clothing in Amaretz. They're concerned that the Eishes Amaretz was Matami. 4, abandoned or lost utensils, afraid they are tummy. 5, the spittle of unknown origin, they're afraid it's tummy. And 6, human urine of unknown origin, also a question of maybe it came from a tummy person. Anyway, these 6 svekas, the din is over there, you burn the truma. So you see, they're basically saying, what do you mean you don't burn me suffix? You do burn me suffix. Sometimes you see, Beferish Shemishna, there are 6 cases. Well, you do burn at Misafik. So what kind of question was that? Are you burning Misafik? Now, you might ask, and he brings in the footnote, you might ask, if it's one of if you're burning it misafik, why isn't this case listed in that Mishnah of Trumas? I think it's a silly question. It's not going to be listed in that Mishnah in Trumas. That's only Rabbi Lazar's shita that you have to burn it. That Mishnah is obviously not going like Rabbi Eliezer. So what was the question? I don't know. He doesn't give that answer. He gives a very schwache answer. He says that the six were only on Usha at the time. This was a Tachonis. But other Tachonis that weren't at that time, a real Deichet Teretz. It's nothing to do with that's not the right answer. Okay. So that's the Gemara says. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm alive. Chishisha Svekos, this in a lomit nei gedera sorfen, or gedera ein sorfen, whatever it means. Whatever the Gersa is, it means the same thing. Don't you see that you're sorif? Hochanami, and nei gedera sorfen oisin here too, you'll sorif it as well. Because maybe this is Truma Tamea. Or because of a chash, like we were Masber, that we want them to be makrovit, to be malet. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Chachamim's position. The position of the sages, who argue that the replacement saw is not burned, but is prepared and eaten by the Kohen in a manner that Tumah will not be transmitted to the Truma. Chavraya Bon Komi Reb Yossi. They ask the following. Manoshach, they're talking about the saw that you are Mala, right? The Chachamim said that the Chacham said, you're mal of the saw, and that saw has to be eaten nekudim, right? So Manashach, how did the Chacham view that saw that you took out? Im truma tameha, sorry, if they think it's truma, let them burn it, just like Rabbi Lazar holds. And im chulin hein, if they think it's chulin, so mabakach sheyitamus, and then why are you being machmer to say that you have to only eat it in a special way? Why do you have to eat it in a special way? Eat it regular. Who cares? In other words, how far do you take the bittel? Do you assume that it's bottle? You don't assume it's bottle. And then he adds, in the English at the top, he finally wakes up with the question. Furthermore, since the status of the saw is either truma tamea or chulin, both of which may be burned, right? Why do the sages preclude the coin from burning the saw? And then in footnote 13, he finally wakes up and asks the question that's been bothering us the whole page. I'm sorry, it's in footnote 12, the brackets. This question could also be to Reb Simon and Reb Zera, who grappled with Reb Eliezer's ruling. The coin must burn the saw because it's possible Truma Tamea. As for the fact that it may not be Truma Tamea, that poses no problem. It's not Truma Tamea, it's Chul and Tahirim that can also be burned. Obviously, that's been the case the whole time. What has the Gemara even been talking about this whole page? It's a very difficult Gemara. Now we go to Memkasam and Beis. Amaloyin. So we're still talking about the Chachamim. Lav l'shom truma oichla. Although it's for sure chulin mihatayra, is it not true that they gave it a truma status so that as truma that the Kohen eats it. What? How do you read this? This English doesn't make too much sense. Anyway, klum truma ne'achalas el tohira. Can truma be eaten when its status is anything other than tar? Can you make sense of that English? I don't understand.
So
what is
that
it
is as truma that.
Yeah.
So that
whatever. Let's not worry about the English. Truma can only be eaten shema tameya. Can it be eaten if it's tamei? Of course it can't be eaten if it's tamei. If it's truma tamei, it can't be eaten. So the saw can only be eaten if it's tahor. So they said the coin has to prepare it in a way in which it remains tahor. Lo iatamodim isn't understandable. She'im noila lo safek tumah b'mkoimo. Which Shmara Fulda says means like this. It means that if there was a safek tumah on the truma before it even fell into the chulin. So let's suppose you have some truma and it's tahor. You have the saw truma. And there's a suffix, like, you know, an ordinary suffix. You don't know whether something tummy touched it or not. So wouldn't that be assert for them to eat it? But you certainly would not be able to be sarf it. You wouldn't be able to say, oh, well, maybe it's tummy, so therefore burn it. Any yachal is sarfa, you can't burn it. So mali noilid suffix tummy makamachar. What's the difference whether the suffix is like that, where it's a suffix where something from some other place came upon it, Or Mali Suffolk Tumma. Or what's the difference? Or if it's a Suffolk Tumma in its place, meaning that it was Tumma Vadai, but it fell into a Tarumas of Chulin, so now you don't know whether this is Truma Tumay or not. Anyway, so the point of contention between the Chacham and the scholars, rather, the Chabraya, and Reb Yossi, is whether the replacement saw can take on the status of the 100 saw of produce that it fell into, or whether it's given Truma sanctity. The scholars take the former position, and Reb Yossi rejects that notion and takes the latter position, meaning that Reb Yossi holds that it's like Truma. Reb Yossi now points out to another case where he is in agreement with the Chavraya. Ela Iba Yisrael Mekshaya, if you wish to ask a question on the basis of your assumption that it's not Truma Vadai, Akshonal Hadot Atoni Reb Yossi, you have to ask about this statement Reb Yossi made. So here there's a big shaila what the Girsa is exactly. Tani Reb Yossi has had a brisa. Saw Truma Tahir, Shnafel Lameya, saw Truma Tameya. Here you have one saw of Truma, which was Tahar, and it fell into 100 saw of Truma, which was Tameya. This case we haven't spoken about yet. One in 100, Tahar to Tameya, Truma to Truma. Okay? So there it says, Tirkav, that it has to rot. Right? The saw must be left to rot. Now, let's look in the English.
Why is it the batel?
So if it's batel, then it would be tamei.
Right.
And you should be able to burn it. You should be able to burn it bevadai. So that's what he's asking. In this case, your assumption is correct. The possibility of the saw containing truma tahira is completely discounted because it's batel, and it therefore takes on the status of the 100 saw that's tameyo. So why should it be left to rot? You should burn it. There you have a valid question. Right? In the bottom, 7, he says, this was the argument that the Chavraya asked before. On the Chachamim, they said, Mimonoshach, remember? They said, Mimonoshach, is it Tameya? Burn it. If it's Tahira, means you assume that it's Chulin, so then just eat it regular. Why do you have to eat it Nekudim Nekudim? That was what they asked. He's asking the same question over here. He argued with them earlier, but in this case, he's going to agree with them, right? Although, the bottom of the page, although Reb Yossi previously argued with them that the rabbis conferred truma status on the saw, that is because the saw was permitted for consumption, and therefore they decreed that it has to be eaten with truma sanctity. But here, there's a possibility that the saw truma tameya must be taken into account since it's the rove, and the saw will not be eaten, there's no reason to confer upon it the status of truma tahira. So it should be treated exactly as tomato, which is burnt. That's why he learns this question. That Gemara leaves that question unanswered. Then finally, Gemara has one last statement. We're going to learn it as a statement in itself. Some learn that this is a statement which is connected with the next statement. We're going to learn it all by itself. The Gemara says now, Bohadein Nikudin, so let's just say this very simple. Let's take that last case of the Mishnah, right? The last case of the Mishnah was what? Not that case. The case of one saw of Tameya into 100 chulin. So the Chachamim said, you have to eat it nekudim nekudim, right? So now let's understand something over here. What are we worried about? Why are you making it, you have to make it so that it's less than a kibetza? What's the chash? Just think it through yourself. Let's suppose I have 100 eggs that are tahar. I have one egg that's tameh. The one egg falls into the 100 eggs. Now you want to make sure that you never have an egg, right? An egg size from this taruvus that could be matame, something else. You want to guarantee that you don't have right? If you have a taruvus, so the way to make sure that, and it's proportional. In other words, we're not.
It's batel.
It's batel, but it's proportional. So if I have what I'm trying to say here is like this: if I have any piece of bread which is 101 eggs. Right, if I had one saw, it was fell into 100 other saw. So now it's a one, it's 100, it's 1 to 100 is the ratio. So if I make a dough, which is 101 eggs large, then there is a possibility using that ratio that there is a full kibetza of truma tameya in this large amount, because it's 1 in 100. So if I have 101, so it's possible according to the ratio of the mixture. I mean, I'm assuming it's distributed evenly for the time being. Let's just make that assumption. So it would be 101 eggs would give me a problem that there could be a one kibetza. So therefore, the way to avoid it is to make the Isa less than 101 eggs. That way I know there's not one egg completely in here that's tummy. In other words, in the ratio where you had, let's see, let me just go back to the ratio one more time. Let me go back to my sheet because it's easier for me to see the case.
Less than 100.
No. Just one second. The first case was, one second. That was less than 100.
Right.
If it was less. I'm trying to compare it. I don't know that I'm not comparing it right. No, in the case of the where it was Tamayan, where you had a saw, right? You had a saw of Truma that fell into less than 100, and they both were Tamay. Not both were Tamay. I'm getting mixed up. The second case was that the saw truma was tahira, and it fell into chulin tamayim. That's case number 3 in my handout yesterday, right? Saw of truma tahira fell into pachas mimeya chulin tamayim. So there it says yochlu nikudim nikudim. Over there, if you're gonna, you have to make each loaf less than the size of a kibetza. Because as soon as you have more than a kibetza, you have chulin, which could be matame, the truma. So every single one has to be less than a kibetza. What we're saying here is, in this case, where you have a saw of truma tameya falling into a meya chulin tahirin, so here all you have to be careful about is you only have to worry about the tuma of that saw truma tameya. So there, when the Chacham said Nekudim, or less than a Kibetza, it doesn't mean you have to be less than a Kibetza in full total size. It means you have to be less than 101 eggs. And so the Gemara, in order to make an even number, it was made a Takona of a half, which is, according to the Cheshbon here, it's 72 eggs. So we make it half a so, which is 72 eggs. Because a log is 6 eggs, kav is 4 log, or 24 eggs. A saw is 6 kav, which is 144 eggs. So half of 144 is 72. So this way, you always guarantee that you never have a full kibetza. Okay.